Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Greetings and hello, my friends of Southwest Florida. How are you today? TGIF, it is a Friday and we are ready to go and we'll get you into the weekend. Lots going on here. You can join the show as normal at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. In fact, a bit of an open line Friday, if you will, if you want to discuss NFL football from last night, what you saw, preseason football. We've got preseason football tonight right here on 99.3 ESPN. Buccaneers are hosting the Dolphins. We'll have the live play-by-play of the Buccaneers here on 99.3 ESPN. If you prefer it, the Dolphins call. It'll be on our sister station, 96 K-Rock. Plenty to discuss there. We'll keep an eye on Tiger Woods and the BMW Championships. Not a lot to report there at the moment. Last time I checked, was like 2 under through 11 for the day, and he... is like way, but he's 50. Now he's, I think he's 100 now. He's in 52nd place. So I'll loosely keep an eye on that for you. You know the deal behind the scenes. If you listen to the show, Chris is not here. It is the least private vasectomy I've ever seen in the history of mankind. It has been a topic of conversation on the show over the last week. Today is D-Day, or today is V-Day. For Chris, getting it done. And then Pete just decided to take a day off for his Ryder Cup out at Bonita. So we wish him well. It is me. I am glad to report that Rick Church is on the other side of the glass, so we are in capable hands. Rick, how are you today?
I'm lovely, Craig. Thank you.
Now, do you have a long day? This show
yes,
and
I do.
Buccaneers football tonight?
I'm actually doing the Dolphins across the hall tonight, but yes.
All right.
So, yes.
How does it work? You do the Dolphins. Somebody else does the Bucks.
Correct.
Are we carrying some form of high school football on a sister station somewhere
yes,
down the hall?
Yes, down the hall on 770 AM.
And who does that?
That's Logan will be handling
okay.
that.
So we're
covered.
We're very busy.
We got you covered, yeah. And thankfully it's a Collier County game, so I believe it's still going.
I have no new news regarding the football referee situation here in Lee County. As far as we know, just about everything is still canceled due to the lack of officials and the work stoppage. We had Adam Fisher of the Naples Daily News on a couple of times this week, including yesterday with the absolute up-to-date news. He did tweet out an hour ago that North Fort Myers is still a go, but they're at Port Charlotte. That's technically Charlotte County, right? I mean, I
correct,
think
yep.
that would be affected anyway. But that's at 7:30. He also says Lemon Bay at LaBelle at 7 o'clock is on. I presume everything else is still in limbo or not happening. And if anything happens, I'm going to be checking in on this all day so that we have up-to-date information. There's no doubt about that. So we shall discuss. And if you out there have any other information you want to pass along too, because your kid might be involved with such and such a sport if anything changes, please feel free to let us know at 239-337-ESPN, and it's public service. We'll just get that information out to everybody. Before I kind of dive into the meat of the show, Rick, I am glad you are here. Maybe you can help me with a mystery that I had. About a week and a half ago, I lost my sunglasses. And
I got them.
Well, I know. They're here. I presume I must have left them in the studio.
Oh, I put them back in there. Yeah, that's right.
Well, somebody scooped them up.
I did.
You scooped them up? All right. Okay, because they were gone for a week, and I figure it was one of your weekend hosts that maybe...
No.
So it was you had them.
No.
Okay. Well, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate that you brought them back.
I saw them in there on a Sunday afternoon and just assumed that must have been one of the weekend show boys left them there, so I grabbed them for safekeeping. I didn't know they were yours.
Well, thank
when,
you.
When no one claimed them, I just put them back.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've got them back. Tore up my house, my car, And here they are. My good old. I can't tell you how I just tore up the house, the car, everything.
Oh, sorry. I just couldn't have imagined they were yours because they were pretty hep sunglasses. I thought, now these
are. Oh, you're going to say I couldn't imagine they're yours because they're pretty cheap. No, they're.
No, well, no. That, like, that would make sense if they were cheap. They're nice glasses.
Yeah, they're not. I like them very much. They're $18 Foster Grants. They're no big deal.
Okay.
But I'm a guy. See, Chris spends like $300 on glasses, and I lose glasses once a year or break them or whatever. So I never spend money on glasses. So I'm just glad to have them back, and getting on with my life. It's very good to have them back. No doubt about that. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. You can follow us on Twitter at Craig ESPN at PSHEP326. You can still follow me, even though he's not here today. And also at 99.3 ESPN. So you still can reach out via social media. We're going to get into a lot today with the games. I watched all the games last night from preseason football. There were five of them. And I was very glad that they were on the red zone because they were darting in and out of all. That was kind of cool to finally have some. I don't know if they've ever done preseason red zone channel on NFL Network, but they did do it last night, and so I was able to watch everything. So I'm going to get into that in a moment.
A breaking news, Craig. I don't have the sound already.
That's okay.
I don't know if it's, but Pittsburgh Brian just called in, your friend.
Yes.
And he said that he received an email just about an hour ago from the Lee County School District that said all games will resume as scheduled next week.
Next week. All right.
So apparently.
Does that mean they have a deal with the officials or somebody get cocky a week out?
That's what I assume. Maybe they're not ready to go, but he said starting next week, back to schedule as normal.
All right. Well, that would be great news for all the parents of all the kids and all the teams and football and varsity and JV and the marching bands. And it's a big deal. It affects a lot of people. So we've tried to keep on top of that.
It is. Now, I also mentioned the game we're supposed to be carrying tonight is Barron Collier High School, but it's at Riverdale, which is in Fort Myers. So I wonder if that game is postponed as well.
I think Chris mentioned this on the air yesterday. I think he switched.
Oh, they switched games. Okay.
Collier County game.
Okay. Got it.
I think that's the deal.
Smart.
Yeah. Now, there's one other thing we'll make everybody aware of today, Rick, and you need to know this as well, and I'll throw this in your lap and see if you want to do it. Today, August 16th, is the 42nd anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley. I thought today, in honor of that, we would do see, since Chris isn't here and he probably hasn't ever heard of Elvis Presley, I thought maybe today, since you're here and I'm here and our audience is here, our bumper music today could just be Elvis Presley music.
That makes it easy. That makes it easy for me, Craig. I'm on board with that plan.
All right. So we will do that. And then I will tell you, since you're in here today, in the 4 o'clock hour, our big smashing success game show, Wikipedia, where we stump Pete Shepard for prizes. When you're in here and he's gone, it's Rickipedia.
Rickipedia.
So I have the questions. You do not.
Nope.
And I have Elvis questions.
Oh, boy.
Elvis trivia will be the topic today for Rickipedia. So be on your toes. We'll pay tribute to Elvis Presley throughout the show. All right. I think I have sufficiently set the table for the day. Let's get after it. Let's get this Friday going, and let's get you on to your weekend, everybody out there. And by the way, speaking of that, one more diversion. The weather's going to stink again this weekend, isn't it? I think like 40% chance rain tomorrow, 60% Sunday last time I checked. I'll double check. As you know, I absolutely love living here. I even kind of like the pop-up thunder showers in the afternoon. I think they're cool. And maybe one of the reasons I think that I like them is because I spent 10 years living in Los Angeles where I never saw it rain. I mean, it does not rain in Los Angeles. It's the desert. And if it does rain, it's in the wintertime. It's a solid, gray, boring sky that drifts in over the Pacific Ocean, and it just spittles on you. Just spit. And somehow that can accumulate like up to a half an inch of rain. And if a half inch or 1 inch of rain accumulates, then you've got mudslides, waterfalls, and houses sliding off of mountains. You say, Craig, it's a half an inch. What's the big deal? Again, the land can't absorb it. It's not used to it. It's much different. We get a half inch here, we don't even turn our windshield wipers on. You know, every good rainstorm drops about 3 inches on us. So having lived there for 10 years in Los Angeles, I always liked it. I mean, the perfect weather out there, but I kind of like the change here. And I like the way it happens here. It's like beautiful sunny skies in the morning, usually. Then you watch the big white puffy clouds build up, then the ominous thunder cloud, and then the thunder and the lightning and the storm, and then it's over and then it's gone. That's usually how it goes. However, I finally said to my wife today, I said, you know what? I'm starting to get tired of all the rain. I'm ready for
it's
some
been
nice
a bad
sunny
week for rain.
Yeah, it's been a lot, right?
Yep.
I mean, more so than normal.
You know, the other advantage of that afternoon rain shower is it really cools the temperatures down for an hour or two.
Yes.
Because I know in our house, sometimes our air conditioner will just be running constantly, can barely keep up.
Yeah.
And then you get that nice little break for a couple of hours when the temp comes down.
It helps. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
By the way, you see, we did get a text. Somebody actually sent us a copy of the email that was sent out by the school district of Lee County. It says, play ball high school football games in Lee County will be played starting next week. The district and the South Gulf Football Officials Association came to agreement today. So,
all right.
Apparently that's been settled, but the games will start next week.
All right. And that means the officials are honoring the terms of the contract that signed with the schools back in May. So that tells me they're staying at the $65.
They didn't get their extra 10.
And I guess they believe that they see, the weird thing was 2 days ago, it looked like the officials were announcing that they had a new deal and it was going to be for an extra $10. And then they would renegotiate next year to try and match some of the other surrounding states, which are closer to like $100 per game. But it looks like they're not getting that. And they're going to come to work next week, thankfully for the kids. And I think they're going to be hoping to renegotiate a deal for next year. But that's what I'm reading when I read this email that went out to everybody. So there you have it. No football tonight for most of Lee County, and then home games of Lee County. But everybody's back on next week. All right. As I said, I did watch a lot of football last night. And I want to go. Each of these games had something interesting to me. First of all, the Eagles beat the Jaguars 24-10. The big story out of that game was the Eagles. They lost another quarterback. Cody Kessler was in concussion protocol. Still don't know how serious that was. Don't know how long that's going to be. They've already lost Nate Sudfeld, my boy from Indiana University. And we all know that Carson Wentz is not very stable. I mean, yeah, he's fine now. But how long will he be fine? So when Nate Sudfeld went down, Doug Peterson said, no, we're fine at quarterback. We're not bringing anybody in. I like my quarterback room, which at the time had Cody Kessler and Clayton Thorson. Thorson, not exactly a household name. Now that another injury has occurred, not sure what they're going to do. Not sure if they're going to bring in another quarterback or bring in a quarterback for at least a camp body, because they want to throw Carson Wentz out there. A, because you don't want to do that with your starting quarterback. B, he's injury prone as it is. And C, just they got to be a little snake bit. Every time they throw a quarterback out, he gets hurt. They're going to go back to Carson Wentz and go, well, we just don't want to do that to our guy. So that's what's going on with the Eagles. Not sure what they got to survive in advance, right? Just 2 more weeks. They got to get through these next 2 weeks of preseason games. I don't know what they've got to get another body in there. Because they've lost 2 of their 4 quarterbacks. I'm presuming Clayton Thornton might be your starter for the all-important Week 3 game next week, where starters play the longest in the preseason. They may have to bring in a couple other guys, actually. They might. This may be more than one. And no, it's not going to be Colin Kaepernick. No, it's not going to be him. At least I don't think. I'm not sure who else is out there. But and then the Nate Sudfeld thing, he's 1 week into a 4 to 6 week injury with the broken wrist and the surgery and all that. So difficult spot for you Eagles fans out there coming off yet another injury. I spent some time watching the Jets and the Falcons yesterday. Jets win that game 22-10. Matt Ryan played a lot in this game. In fact, he was 10 to 14, 118 yards. He also landed on his back a lot. I am still, if you are a Falcons fan, I am very concerned for you right now. Matt Ryan got hit or sacked as much as any quarterback in the league last year and still did pretty well. But they spent all their time in the offseason trying to shore that up. They drafted not one but 2 offensive linemen. They brought in a couple of free agents. I think I heard a stat the other day that every I think it's the Falcons. Every Falcons offensive lineman is a current or past first rounder. And I don't think that's ever been done before in the NFL. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure. So they made a significant effort to shore things up front in front of their franchise there, Matt Ryan. Problem is, in just a portion of a NFL preseason game, he got sacked 3 times. And he got hit a few more times. And they were wrapping around his legs. I mean, right now, it does not look good for Matt Ryan with what he's got protecting him up front. Now, you and I both know, you watch a lot of football. The offensive line at times can be, I mean, you can have an all-star offensive line. It takes the longest amount of time to get that group together, gelling, communicating, figuring out what's going on. Even if you're all pro up there, it's going to take a minute. So I'm not hitting the panic button yet. I'm not sure how long I would have Matt Ryan out there in these games. He might play quite a bit next week because they're still trying to figure out things up front. And they want to figure out with Matt Ryan. I mean, sometimes you block and you have a little nuances in your blocking. Maybe a little different if you have a different quarterback, different style quarterback back there. They know what they got with Matt Ryan, and I think they want to all work together as a unit. But it looks very, very risky at this point. Other game, Bengals 23-13 over the Redskins. This was my least interesting game. Every time they kept flipping back to this, I was like, oh, gosh, do we have to see this? It was dreadful. Bengals and Redskins. Couple of notes out of this game. First of all, Jay Gruden, John Gruden's brother, Jay Gruden, very unhappy with the pass interference replays and the new rule. I agree with him. Every time I see this shut down for review, I don't like it. It just is a new element to the game that bogs it down. I'm not happy with it. Look, after seeing this for a couple of weeks, and it hasn't been prevalent throughout the whole league. I think they've called it like, it's been, you can count on 2 hands how many times it's been reviewed with all the games that have been played so far. Maybe 1 hand, actually, because most teams haven't played 2 games yet. It just seems so unnecessary. Look, I get it. I get it. People feel like things got to happen. You got to be able to do something to make up for the egregious non-call in the playoffs last year between the Saints and the Rams. But it might have been better just to do nothing. That was such a fluke, egregious, missed call. I can't imagine it happening again. It's not the first missed call in the history of the NFL, and it won't be the last. But to be able to go ahead and review this and put coaches in position. Look, coaches, you know who's the worst in the world at deciding when to throw the red flag and review a play? Head coaches, that's who. They're horrible at it. I'm fantastic on it. I can sit there, and I've told you before, I actually like instant replay because it brings me, the viewer, into the decision-making process. I can immediately have an opinion on what I see, and I'm seeing the first thing, the same thing as the officials. But coaches just, Jim Caldwell used to drive me nuts when he was with the Lions. Why would he throw the flag or not? He just didn't seem to understand the concept. I do. I'm an expert at sitting on TV, on the couch, watching TV, watch a replay. I'm an expert at it. So are you. But the coaches, they're horrible at it.
Don't most teams have, like, people in the booth now who watch that and advise the coach?
Yes. There's somebody up in the booth that talks to the coach, and he's looking at the same instant replays we are on the TV broadcast. And he's like, and they try and stall down on the field just long enough for the guy to go, okay, I saw the replay. That's an egregious call. Throw the flag. And yet some coaches just screw it up left and right. They can't handle it. Now you're adding a whole nother element because now you've got to decide. Are you going to burn one of your timeouts if you get this wrong on an egregious pass interference play in the first quarter? I mean, missed pass interference or pass interference, it happens in all 4 quarters. It happens early in the game. It happens late in the game. It happens all the time. What you want, but what if you blow through everything early on for a first quarter pass interference? You get it wrong, you lose a timeout, maybe you lose a challenge, and then you're out of when you're out of challenges. Then you go into the fourth quarter, and then you got that real big doozy outside the 2-minute warning, 4 minutes to go, a game breaker happened, and the refs blow it, and you can't do anything about it because you blew. You used one away in the first quarter when the game was just getting going. You're putting these coaches in an awkward position, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. My other observation from that game, I don't know about Dwayne Haskins yet. I was most intrigued to see him play for the Washington Redskins. It's funny, Joe Theismann was doing the analysis for the game, and I think, you know, Joe has never been afraid to give you his opinion on anything. Great interview. I've interviewed him numerous times. Love talking to him because he will. You'll ask him a question. It could be a tough question or whatever, and he will give you an answer with an opinion. He's great at that. I thought he was, you know, trying to be kind and generous to Dwayne Haskins last night. I didn't like what I saw with Dwayne Haskins. Now, again, rookie, second game. Was it better than his first game? Yes. So, okay, we could say there's a little bit of improvement. Ball still kind of sailing a little bit. You know, Cam Newton used to do that a lot when he was – I mean, it happens. You get a little adrenaline going. Your footwork isn't quite right yet. And you sail a few balls because you got a really strong arm. So, anyway, but I haven't seen anything out of him yet that goes, oh, there's a hint of a spark. That might be the guy of the future. Haven't seen that yet out of Haskins. The other game, the Packers and the Ravens. Ravens went 26-13. Lamar Jackson had a couple of nifty runs in that game, no doubt. And again, depending on who you ask, depending on who you talk to, you know, Lamar Jackson is going to be running a lot or Lamar Jackson is not going to be running a lot. John Harbaugh indicated we're going to run. We're going to run the quarterback. We're going to have an offense like never seen before in the NFL. And Lamar Jackson, that nifty run, he had an amazing run with a couple of hurdles and spin moves, got into the end zone. They called it back. It was a penalty. It didn't count, so it didn't show up on the stats. But it was as pretty of any running play you've ever seen from a quarterback. But again, he's putting himself out there. You do that a lot, you're going to get injured. And he's a smaller guy. I mean, he's not the biggest quarterback in the league. If he's going to take some hits, that team could be in trouble. Aaron Rodgers, on the other side after the game, said to him, hey, man, like watching you play. Good job. Have a good season. Learn how to slide, dude. That was it. That was their conversation. Good job. I admire you. It's fun. Learn to slide. He's absolutely right. Absolutely needs to do that. All right. However, the most intriguing game of the entire night last night. Raiders and Cardinals. Raiders have been on Hard Knocks. Raiders got out to a big lead. Cardinals came back with some points to make it look prettier than it really was. We'll assess what we saw, AB. And, of course, he was there not during the game because he didn't play.
He was just making a clown of himself on the sideline all night.
He was very active. In fact, I don't think his mouth ever stopped moving.
Not once. Or his hands or his body. Just traveling around from player to player, laughing like he was having the time of his life.
He was. And then sometimes grimacing a face like you could tell, like, you know, when guys get together and they shoot the ball. You could tell he was, like, complaining about stuff. What's he got to complain about? And then he was always making sure that his back was to the camera so that you could see his shoulder pads, the back pad that hangs down and is all sparkly and says, booming. Business is booming, baby. He did sign a lot of autographs. I did see that. I give him credit for that. So we'll talk about what we saw during pregame warmups with AB, what John Gruden had to say. And then we're going to dive into the number one pick of the NFL, Kyler Murray, and whether I think this guy is going to make it or not. All that coming up next. Just warming up. Chris and Pete out today. I'm Craig Sheeman. Rick Church in the hizzy as well. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP26 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm Craig Sheeman. Pete Shepard and Chris out today. Elvis music today. He passed away on August 16th, 1977, at the age of 42. If my math is right, that was also 42 years ago. So, wow, Elvis would have been 84, huh? Wow. Hard to imagine Elvis at 84.
He was struggling in his 40s.
Yes, he was. You know, it's hard to imagine any of these superstars at all died young, whether it be Michael Jackson, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix. It's like they all died so young, had those fast lifestyles, and then but you can't picture them as old men and women, can you? It's difficult. It was difficult then when they were alive. There must be something about that flame burning out.
I just always kind of get a kick, too, out of when people say, just imagine what they would be doing today. But then I think, you know, there are legends who are still recording today, and no one cares. Like Paul McCartney. Put a new album out like a year ago. It was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah.
I know the Rolling Stones are on tour right now.
The Stones are touring and playing.
Mick Jagger is as old as my dad. Yeah. He's out there, you know, dancing and grooving and singing every night. That takes a cardio effort, man. So during Wikipedia, instead of Wikipedia today, we will have Elvis trivia in honor of the passing of Elvis Presley. Let's go to the Stony Brook Golf Club text line as well. 239 says, Chris, you need to come back and reel Craig in. He's out here running solo, saying in the hizzy. I did say that.
You did.
Use the word nifty at least three times. Did I say nifty? I don't recall nifty. I do recall hizzy. Because I'm cool that way. He also said, I hope the snip went well, bud. Get some frozen peas. That's right. Chris out with a vasectomy. Let's see here. We got a lot coming in. Godzilla, thank you. Godzilla always sends me gifts. He's got one of Matt Foley. Hey, it's Friday. Have a great show, Craig. I appreciate that. In fact, you know, it's weird. I got two Matt Foley gifts. Let's see what the other one is here.
Yeah, that's a pretty funny one I saw on Facebook earlier, actually.
Yep.
It's Matt Foley screaming along, superimposed over a map of Florida with the horrible radar everywhere and saying, for the love of God, stop raining.
Yes, exactly. James and Lee, hi. We all got to know, did Chris commit or back out? You know, we put that on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll yesterday, Rick. It was, would Chris back out of it at the last second? And it was close to 50-50. Our fans thought he wouldn't have the guts to do it. I haven't heard from him. I'm assuming he went through the scissors were supposed to go in at about noon today. Haven't heard. Haven't heard from him or Pete. Don't know how Pete did his golf outing or not, or how Chris did the vasectomy. Let's see here. Married 1 year says, Cam has never sailed a ball before. Craig, come on. I did when I was talking about Dwayne Haskins. Kind of sailed a ball like a young Cam Newton once did. I believe Married 1 year is a rabid Carolina Panthers fan and took exception to that. Trigman says, I still believe they should have added a replay official to challenge bad on-field calls. We were talking about instant replay only because Jay Gruden complained about it when there was a review on the pass interference, the new rule of the NFL. And I don't like it either. Yippee-ki-yay texting in says, if Pete's ever out again, call me. I'll be your co-host. Well, thank you for the offer, Yippee-ki-yay. And let's see here. And again, the other big news from the opening segment of the show, still no Lee County home football tonight, but they will be on next week. They will honor their contract for the current $65 a game, and I think they hope to renegotiate for next year. So that is the absolute latest. You are all caught up. And when we went into break, I started talking about the Raiders and the Cardinals last night. I thought that was the most interesting game with the most storylines going on, not only because, first of all, the Raiders, they've been on Hard Knocks, John Gruden doing his thing, trying to keep it together, the Antonio Brown thing. We talked about him briefly going into break. He did not play. He did work out beforehand. I mean, he was dressed. He had the pads on. He even had a helmet. I don't know what kind of helmet it was. I don't know if it was an acceptable helmet by his standards or not, or one that he will be using once the season starts. But he did get dressed and got out there, loosened up, and did some drills out there on his frostbitten feet. And I got to tell you, he looked good. He was making cuts. He was doing routes. Before, when we saw him on the first week of Hard Knocks, he was just doing straight routes and straight running at full speed and laboring with that a little bit. Now he's able to cut a little, and we saw some of that. So John Gruden said he's optimistic. Of course, he prefaced his answer by saying, well, I'm not going to talk about that or say anything else. But he was optimistic with what he saw. So he was encouraged. Now, I have a bit of concern, and I always have, so I'm not varying too much, but Kyler Murray got a lot of action last night, the number one pick in the draft out of Oklahoma. And I'm telling you, the concern about him was his size. I think it is still a concern. We saw the strengths that we saw. He can roll out and he can move. Unfortunately, he's going to have to do a lot of that a la Russell Wilson because his offensive line is terrible, number one. Number two, another strength that he does have, despite his smaller size, when he throws the ball, it's got some zip on it. It's moving. No doubt about it. He's got the arm strength. He's got NFL caliber arm strength. He does. But he looks so small out there. And what do you? I think he only played, 3 of 8? He took a sack for a safety. He did rush once for 4 yards.
If you watched it, he looked terrible, Craig. He looked really uncomfortable. He looked really out of sync.
He did. He did.
Yep.
Speaking about a sync, that's the other problem. So he and Cliff Kingsbury have this deal where he's going to do the snap count by clapping. All right? When a center hears this, it's time to snap the ball. I don't think that's the best approach. I know they do it a lot in college. I know some pros do it. But stadiums get pretty loud. And I don't know if you can always hear the clap. Maybe you can. Maybe it is a higher pitch than a snap count. Maybe that's why they do it. But the problem was he was bringing his arms wide and then bringing them in for the clap. And it was a whole body motion, like a whole body heave to get to the clap. And the officials didn't like it. And they called him for a false start twice. It is very rare for a quarterback to get the false start. And it is even more rare statistically to have it called more than once in a game. He had it called twice. Kingsbury had it explained to him from the officials what was going on. His offensive lineman was moving. It was bad. In fact, here's how rare it is. Last season, there were 8 false start penalties by all quarterbacks, and none had more than one in a game. I mean, it happens. Drew Brees got called for it. It happens once in a while, but not often, and never like back-to-back like that. And then what I didn't like was Cliff Kingsbury saying afterward, well, this is an ongoing conversation with the officials. Those were officials that had never really done a game with a clap cadence before, so we'll all get on the same page. I had a great conversation with the league. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute. You're saying these are officials that have never seen this? You're a coach that's never coached in the NFL. Kyler Murray is a quarterback that's never played in the NFL. Wouldn't it be incumbent upon them to be the ones that change? And indeed, Kyler Murray did a much more smooth, quick clap and didn't involve his whole body and wasn't moving and didn't get called for a false start after that. It was Kyler Murray that had to adjust. It's Cliff Kingsbury that better adjust. I know he's the offensive genius from college. I get it. But I'm telling you, you better do it the NFL's way, not the other way around. I mean, there was a delay of game. Kyler Murray says, oh, that clock, there's no way they reset it. Well, I don't know if it did or not. I don't know if he had rookie tunnel vision. I know time flies when you're under pressure and trying to think through 1,000 things at once. Maybe he didn't notice the clock run down. Maybe the official scorekeeper preseason, maybe they made a mistake. I don't know the answer to that one. But they did, like Rick said, they did not look good. They did not look good at all. So, anyway, those are my thoughts on last night's game. I would love to hear from you guys on that at 239-337-ESPN as well. Tonight, big game between the Buccaneers. I say big game. It's an interesting game from a local standpoint between the Dolphins and the Buccaneers, which we'll have here on 99.3 ESPN. I want to talk about that a little bit and the things that I'm going to be looking for in that game. And then I've got some interesting matchups and news updates from other teams around the league. We'll talk about your favorite team as well before too long here in the next couple of segments. So we'll talk a lot more NFL and get you caught up. We'll take a peek on Tiger Woods, see how he's doing out there at the BMW Championship as well. Oh, and more details. I don't know if you saw, we talked about this on the air yesterday, but Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s plane crash. And we saw some of the video yesterday, saw some more video that was a little bit disturbing and just, again, reminding me how lucky he was. So we'll get into all that as the show gets rolling. More of our tribute to Elvis Presley, who passed away on this day in 1977. More Elvis music to look forward to as our bumper music. And we got a trip down Sound Street with a lot of NFL coming up next. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd, of course, Peter and Chris are out today. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Lots of football for you on Sound Street today. We started off with Kyler Murray. We were just talking about him before the break. It was a sloppy night.
As an offense, it was, you know, penalty. We had, I don't know how many penalties, six or seven penalties when I was in there that we had to clean up. Obviously, you know, you can't have those. But, I mean, it obviously wasn't as, polished as we would like it to be. But, I mean, it's a learning experience.
All right, we'll see how he does. Again, a lot of intrigue with the number one pick in the NFL draft. He says, hey, at least this wasn't a real game last night.
I mean, it's football. We didn't look as good as we would like to look, but it's a preseason. This is why it's a preseason. It's just tough because, it's not, we're not playing a whole game. And it's I don't want to say it's not real, but it's just, it's not the regular season. We're not doing everything that we're going to do. So that's why it gets frustrating, but at the same time, it's preseason. So,
well, we better not see what we saw last night when the games start counting. I'll tell you that. It is going to be a long, long season. They might be drafting number one again. We'll see. On the other side, the team that we've been seeing a lot of lately because we watch Hard Knocks, the Oakland Raiders, Derek Carr with a 13-yard touchdown pass on ESPN.
Second and nine, four-man rush, quick to the outside. Ryan Grant looking for that pylon. Touchdown, Raiders. Ryan Grant, 13 yards from Derek Carr.
By the way, much cleaner broadcast last night. They moved Booger McFarland into the booth, got him off the Boogermobile on the sideline. Jason Witten is obviously now with the Cowboys again. I thought it was did you watch it, Rick? Did you think the same thing? Did you like the broadcast a little better?
I just caught because we were running the game on ESPN radio here.
Okay, that's right.
But I did, out of curiosity, I agree that's a much, much better booth now.
Meanwhile, John Gruden afterward, as I told you, AB did not play, but he did warm. He got dressed. He did warm up, and he ran some routes finally on those bad feet. John Gruden was encouraged.
Hell yeah, it was encouraging, and it's great to have him back. It's been a strange couple weeks with frostbite and the helmet grievance. Can't say that's common, in at least in my history in this league, but we've weathered the storm. It's great to see him out there with his teammates. He appears to be in great spirits, and he appears like he's ready to get going here, so... That's Antonio Brown. We're excited about him. I'm excited about him. I could care less what anybody else says. I'm excited.
All right, that's John Gruden. Speaking of Antonio Brown, says his feet are indeed feeling a lot better.
I feel a lot better, and I'm excited to be here in the organization with my teammates and getting everything going on the right foot.
All right, elsewhere, we told you that the Eagles lost yet another quarterback. Doug Peterson said he's never been a part of a team that lost two quarterbacks in the preseason.
Carson's out of games. He's not out of practice. And we're practicing extremely hard with our starters right now in practice. So we're getting a lot of good work there. It is kind of unique that two quarterbacks that I don't know if I've ever been a part of a whether I played for the 14 years or coaching now that we've lost two quarterbacks like this in preseason games. But, the beauty of it is we get them both back and we'll evaluate, Cody in the morning again. And still got a couple weeks of preseason to work out a lot of details and again, make those decisions at the end.
In case you missed it, Cody Kessler in concussion protocol. Nate Sutfeld last week, broken bone in the wrist, surgery 4 to 6 weeks. Carson Wentz is obviously the starter there. They're going to have to go get some more bodies now, it looks like, at least to get through camp. Meanwhile, I mentioned Dwayne Haskins' play for the Redskins last night. A little shaky. He did have one nice play, 55-yard touchdown pass. Here's the play-by-play on NBC4DC.
Haskins fires downfield on third down. It's caught. Robert Davis, touchdown. Second straight week for Davis.
Oh, what a wonderful job Dwayne Haskins did on that one. That's exciting. He's got to be on top of the world right now.
Joe Theismann with the color. Dwayne Haskins says afterwards that he tries to play loose, free, and not overthink things.
No, I just play. I'm not really, like, conscious of been making the same mistake twice in the moment. I mean, before the game, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to throw two picks again. So, I mean, that's what I thought, and I didn't, so I was good. But when I play, I just play. I don't really think about, you know, making the same mistake twice or missing a throw, or just let it go and move on to the next one.
Meanwhile, the Packers taking on the Baltimore Ravens. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers had a bit of a back issue this week. Matt LaFleur says there's no long-term concern here.
No long-term concerns. He was a little tight yesterday, and it was just all precautionary. We never want to put him at risk, put him out there if he's not 100%.
When did you make the decision to go ahead and sideline him tonight?
It was a game day decision.
There you go. Game day decision. Are we concerned that Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers are not with this incident, but are they not on the same page? And you talk about Matt LaFleur saying, hey, we like doing joint practices with other teams. Aaron Rodgers says, I don't see any use for it. Anytime they say anything that is going to be slightly different in opinion from each other, it's going to blow up into the media because we saw Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy did or didn't get along. They claim they did, but we clearly saw with our own eyes that they did not. And then we heard the reports, you know, you would change plays and all that kind of stuff. So anytime there's any differing of opinion between these two, look out. It's going to become a thing in sports talk radio. Melvin Gordon still holding out for the Chargers. Phillip Rivers says he wants his running back back.
We want Melvin back. What he brings a lot to our offense. You know, right now our young guys, you know Justin and Eck and a couple other guys are springing in. They're doing a heck of a job, and thankfully we have them. But we want Melvin back. There's no doubt about it. So hopefully we see him here before too long.
I don't think you are going to see him back before too long. I think of all the people holding out, he's going to be the one out the longest. And you know, Phillip said, "Hey, we're going to miss him, but we got some young guys here, so we're good for now." That's what he said a couple weeks ago. I think that got in Melvin Gordon's craw just a little bit. But Phillip Rivers, playing nice now, says that he's pulling for Gordon to get a new contract.
I think you always – I always want to be supportive as you can of your teammate. And at the same time, you got to move forward with your what you got to do to get ready to prepare for the opener and beyond. So there's a nice balance there. But I know Melvin knows I'm pulling for him. And in saying that, that means you want what's best for him. You want him to feel great, and you want him to be at peace with how it all ends. And hopefully it's right here. So he knows that. I doubt anything I just said will make PFT headlines. But I think those that know me will know that that's what I've meant all along.
See, that was an overcorrection of what he probably should have said or worded it, should have worded it a couple of weeks ago. All right, let's switch gears just a little bit. Some baseball for you. And anytime a guy who makes $330 million and stinks year after year, anytime he does something good, we should point it out. Bryce Harper, game-winning walk-off grand slam. Phillies beat the Cubs. NBC Sports Philadelphia last night.
2-2 with the bases loaded and one out.
Harper, oh, my God.
Deep to right field. Way up there and way out of here. Second deck walk-off home run. Grand slam, Bryce Harper. Have come from behind to win it 7-5.
That was a bit of a moonshot and a good call. Very exciting play. Joe Maddon afterwards said no one person is to blame for the stunning loss.
You look at the bullpen, but there's plays that we could have made also. So it was a team victory, team loss. We did make some plays, and then Harper grabbed that fly and that last pitch. So we played so well tonight and come away without a victory. We just didn't. The error, obviously, by Bodie started the whole thing up, and this ground ball is just outside of our reach. that's really where the game ended.
All right, there you have it. All caught up with Sound Street. 1 hour in the books. We're another hour closer to the weekend. Three more to go. Going to talk a lot more NFL football. Spent the first hour talking about what we saw last night in the NFL. Tonight we got Dolphins and Buccaneers and everybody else playing through the weekend. We even have Monday Night Football. Didn't know if you realized that. So we got a full weekend of NFL football to talk about. More story and headlines going on around the league. We'll share those with you. The latest on Lee County High School football. We'll even check in on Tiger Woods on how he's doing with the BMW. And more of our tribute with Elvis bumper music on the anniversary of his passing. Chris and Pete gone today. I'm Craig Sheeman. It's the Sheeman and Shepherd Show on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.